This is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at every evening on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club's repeater, which is 146.655 megahertz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. So at this point, do we have any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on January 19th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art and Community Center, which is at 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net control not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find our preamble at our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. I am now listening for any stations that are portable, battery-powered, or mobile this evening. So any of those stations who would like to join us, please call now. I am now listening for Echo Link check-ins. Are there any stations on Echo Link who would like to join our chat this evening? I will pause for 15 seconds.
KD2AIT repeater, good evening. This is KA3TFB, Kilo Alpha 3, Tango, Foxtrot, Bravo, Bill. Keying up tonight from Franklin Park Borough in western Pennsylvania through the Echolink system. And at the present time, I'm the only one in the queue. Over.
Well, good evening, Bill. Well, it's not quality, it's not quantity, it's quality. So, and how are you this evening? You probably don't have any snow there yet.
Miss Kathy, bad news. I got some real bad news for you. First time this winter, first time this year, it's flurrying in western Pennsylvania. Currently 27 degrees. That's our coldest temperature for the evening, and we'll stay at that all night. I have a story to tell you, and that involves a little bit of listening. And what I want to say is there was a nice young man who found a nice, attractive-looking lady, and he decided to take her out for dinner. And they went to a real nice place. And they were sitting down, and she was reaching over in the table, and all of a sudden, her glass eye fell out. And it fell out, and it bounced across the table, and this nice-looking guy grabbed it and turned it back and said to her, "I have an eye for you." Back to net control from KA3TFB.
Well, that's a good one. That's good, Bill. Boy, well, I think you topped mine this evening. So I never heard that one before. So is there any other news in western Pennsylvania? You're cooler than us. We've got 30 degrees here.
Roger, I'll give it back to you there. I don't want to hold the repeater. Nice to hear from you. We'll be listening. KA3TFB, back to net control.
Well, okay, Bill. Well, thanks a lot for joining us this evening. I know a lot of people are busy with the holidays, and I appreciate you picking up the mic, taking time to do that. So, okay, onward. This is KC2YXN Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take check-ins from regular members and guests.
N2PFM. Good evening, and I don't have an eye for you.
KC2WI.
WA2U.
KD2AIT.
Alrighty, we have George, Pete, John, and Jeff. Awesome. Okay, George, as usual, you're at the top of the line. And how are things on with you weather-wise?
Well, good evening, Kathy, and everyone else on the net. We got a temperature here of 33 degrees. It's been that for the last several hours. A little spritz here and there, but no snow accumulating yet. There's not steady snow or anything so far. I'd like it to stay that way. It would be nice. And the temperature range today is 33 to 41, and as usual, no sunshine. I'm beginning to wonder what sunshine looks like and when I can go back to plugging in the NIMO stuff back to the solar power again. Can't do that till we get at least maybe like 5 hours or so of some good bright sunshine, which I don't see coming anywhere in the near future. Possibly Sunday, but I don't know. I wouldn't hold my breath. So, that's about it. Nothing too much else to report. We'll say, yes, I do like the digital thing over here, too, definitely. That Whistler is a good unit. God bless in 73s, N2PFM, clear.
Well, good, you got yourself a digital scanner. Well, that's lots and lots of fun. We have, it's very interesting, just to listen to all the calls. And well, I am with you about the lack of sunshine. The other day, it was dark by 3 o'clock, and I couldn't do a darn thing. So, all right, George, well, thanks for joining us this evening. All righty, next up we have Pete. And what kind of trouble have you gotten yourself into?
Well, I had some thoughts of heading back home for the snowmobile club meeting, and I thought, well, I'd get out before it snows, so maybe I should just leave this afternoon, or I guess right now, it's not really snowing yet, although it is little, and there is a little, you know, light on the bumper of the car. Here it is 9 o'clock, and I haven't even been to town to do any grocery shopping or anything, which I was planning to do this afternoon. I swapped vehicle, took my Escort down to Bob J's, picked up my tractor, drove down the road a little bit, turned around, went back to Bob's, got adjusted his door. The top hinge or the, you know, whatever was loose, fixed that before it was just way out of line. It was gap in the back, so we did that, and I don't know, it was sometime afternoon, I think, so it was lunchtime. I stopped at the Lock 96 there, had a nice roast beef wrap, and came home, and I'm not sure what I guess I decided what I ought to do is park the car out in the front and rake up the driveway with all the it's mostly well it's cedar, like, you know, needles, but some actual leaves, and I left them on the driveway because it's actually better than the dirt as far as tracking stuff in. It just seems to pick up more, you know, sand than those things, but you got to rake that all up before the winter, because if not frozen now, but if the dirt freezes, it's pretty, I've got it fairly level, you know, there's a little stone here and there, But if the dirt freezes, you can pretty much slide your snow shovel across it, and, you know, if there's a little bit of, you know, inch or two of snow. But not if there's leaves and stuff, because it just picks that up and clogs. Same thing with a snow blower. So I decided today was the day I better do that. That took quite a while, and in between I had somebody come drop off the computer and two or three phone calls and various things, and finally got that all done, and took my, I don't know what I did next. I guess I better get the snowblower out just in case I really need it. So I pulled that out from the back of my storage tent there, I call it. I guess you get tent's not the best word, it's one of those canvas things. And put a little gas in that, one pull started right up, no problem. And I said, well, I gotta put that where the motorcycle is in my little shed on the side, off the side of the garage. And, you know, I guess I'm not going to ride the motorcycle anymore. Not that I was thinking about it, but the thing is, once the first fault goes on the road, then that's the end of that. Unless it rains a lot. So, thought better drain the gas out of that. So I drained most of the gas. Well, I'll start it up, you know, put a little stabilizer in and run the rest out. Wouldn't start. So I pulled the side off the air box, spray a little starting fluid in there because you really can't get at the intake, and well, it wouldn't start because the thing was packed right full with a mouse nap. I think it's been there. And I cleaned that out, et cetera, et cetera. You know, one thing led to another. I did get it run and then run all the gas out of that, and put the car, backed up the car, took the summer tires out of the trailer, and I said, okay, now I got to fix my backup lights. One side was great, the other was rusted in. And I spent, and I said, well, okay, I'll just take it out with pliers. That wouldn't come out. And then I'm in the situation where I've got the base of that in there shorting the thing out. So, geez, I can't drive the car until I fix this, because as soon as I go into reverse, it'll blow the fuse. So I just spent an hour plucked out in the dark with a flashlight trying to get that done, which I did. And when I took the gel light assembly out of that side, I found that one of the two, I held in with two screws into a nylon block. One of them was fine, but the other one, there was nothing holding the nylon block. It was all rusted out behind it. So, you know.
Being up here at camp, whether or not solar power.
Well, anyway, we're getting ready to have a late dinner and head off to bed, and gotta get up tomorrow. I'm kind of taking it easy up here. I just came up by myself. I wanted to get up away, you know, here for the weekend and kind of chill out before all the craziness starts next week with the Christmas and parties and all the other stuff. So, anyway, that's about all I have to report. This is KD2AID back to Net Control.
Okay, well, thanks, Jeff, for joining us this evening, and I hope you got your woolly bullies on. Next up is WA2U.
WA2U, well, I'll say good evening to everyone on frequency and those out there listening. Had a great day today. The people were working on our foyer out here. We got the new cellar door. We took a trip down to Syracuse to have lunch. Well, actually, it was Fayetteville. And before we stopped, I know Jeff, you'd probably appreciate that. I stopped a little place in Remsen and ordered a Papa X-Ray 4 Storm. So you can guess what that is, a Papa X-Ray 4 Storm. So looking forward to adding that to the collection. Of course, we went to Herkimer on Wednesday, went down to Herkimer. I know a lot of people here, I'm going to make an attempt to do this. A lot of people participate in Octin. A lot of times you can't, sometimes you may want to try some of these other repeaters. Jeff, you're mentioning trying other repeaters. So I'm going to rattle through these rather rapidly. I had this list here quite a while, and I'll try to mention PL tones as I remember, and if not, I'm sure someone could probably fill in the blanks here that might be in the repeater directory, and these are in a sequential order of frequency. So, ready to copy along. The first one's 145.1 150145.150. That's located actually down in the, Syracuse here. I'm going to generalize. PL on that is 123123. From Remsen, we have 145.330, 145.330. This is also with a minus offset, and the one prior is also minus offset. PL of 71.9. Then, of course, we have the infamous Boonville repeater right here. There's no PL required. And then there's a repeater down in Norwich on 146.685, 146.685. Not really sure what the PL is on that, but I seem to be able to bring that up without a PL. That's also a minus offset. Utica, 146.76, 146.76. That's kind of a challenge to get into every once in a while. Oneonta has 146.850. And that has a PL of 131.8. I believe it's 131.8. And also tied into the system of the Octane Call-Up is 146.970. That's down in Ithaca. I believe that's on Connecticut Hill. Auburn is 147.000 with a plus offset. Ugh, I almost caught myself. It used to be minus, but 147.000. PL of 71.9. Also, that's tied into 147.225 in Cortland. 147.225 in Cortland. Again, PL of 71.9. And finally, in no particular order, is the K1DCC repeater, 147.240, or as used to say, 8424, PL of 71.9. And there may be other ones. But those are the frequencies that are used for the Octane Call-Up, and of course 145.17. I can't believe it must have been 145.17 if you want to put that in the list after 145.15. So there you go, 9:30 p.m. And originally that net started, believe it or not, years ago on one repeater, 146.94 in the Utica Rome area at 6:30 p.m. and then I had another call up at 9:30 p.m. So there was a little bit of an update. So I thought I'd pass it on, and I can toss this piece of paper aside because I kept picking it up. And plan on going into camp tomorrow and moving stuff around, and it's a good time of the year to do some spring cleaning, so we're going to go in and toss some stuff out. And whenever you toss some out, you get to put something new in its place. So everyone have...
This is Ray. Thank you for joining us this evening. Good to hear you on, Ray. Well, anything new and exciting?
No, we've got 30 degrees up here, and I think somebody doubled with you a little bit just for a second. Just starting to snow here. Big, huge, huge flakes. Starting to come down pretty good. Roads are covered. Just finishing up some paperwork, and gonna call it a night. Over.
Well, it's good to hear you on. I haven't heard you in a week or maybe two weeks. So, but thank you for joining us. And yeah, we've got 30 degrees here, and y'all ready for the holidays?
Of course not. No, we got the tree up. It's a start. We still haven't done Christmas cards or finished our shopping yet, but thank goodness for Amazon, Amazon Prime.
Oh, I know. We love mail order. Okay, anything to add for us this evening?
Nope. If you don't have to go out, stay in. Because the first snow of the year seems to be the slipperiest.
Okay, Ray. Well, good to hear you on. And I'm going to see if we can catch Pauline N2KKL. Are you still with us? N2KKL?
N2KKL. Good evening to everybody. And in case I don't get in here again, y'all have a nice Christmas. 70 green, God bless. N2KKL, back to you, Kathy.
Well, Merry Christmas to you and Happy Holidays. Good to hear you on. Thank you very much for joining us, and very, very busy. So thank you. 73 to you as well. Yeah, we don't do a Christmas tree because it turns into a large Pine Center cat toy, so our cats are way too rambunctious for such frivolity, but but we don't do that. So anyway, this is KC2YXN for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for further check-ins. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins for us this evening? Alrighty, I just have a quick thing to add. I've always been interested in the ownership of our property, and our abstract goes back to the 1700s. So we went to Herkimer County this Wednesday, and a very nice gentleman found gave us a copy of our deeds from the early 1800s to the present, and I found out the names of all the people who've owned our 1 mile 33 acres, but it was more like 150, but found it very interesting. Alrighty, before I close the Black River Valley Service Net, I'll do our Friday evening chuckle. Alrighty, if Ella Fitzgerald decided to marry the Star Wars character Darth, the marriage would have a lot of ups and downs because her married name would be Ella Vader. I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net and return the repeater to regular amateur use. I would like to thank Bill, George, Pete, Jeff, John, Ray, and Pauline for joining us this evening. I want to wish everybody a wonderful holiday, whatever it is you do, and stay safe and warm, and all of that. So, 73, and all those who listen as well. This is KC2YXN, clear.
KD2AIT repeater, KA3TFB logging off through the EchoLink system. Indeed, a good evening to all.
Okay. Thanks for two stations at Sarah Cam. Much appreciated. 7-3 is the boat. Have a good evening. Have a good day tomorrow. Okay, A2000.